Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm on meth.
I'm on it, too.
So am I.
I'm on meth.
Meth is not someone else's problem.
We are crime observers.
I mean, it's been quite a 24 hours. I am usually the crime observer, and then by extension, the crime fighter.
Finder.
But I have to hand it to you guys. During severe weather coverage yesterday, which we were in for the majority of the afternoon with all the tornadoes blowing through here, Scott and Sam look out the window of our studios and saw something.
Sus.
It was a little peculiar.
Oh, it was sus.
And we asked our listening audience, what do you think it was that we witnessed here outside of our window yesterday?
In the culvert.
Car drove up. Man gets out. It happened live on our program. And a lot of you thought he went into the woods by the studio here, maybe to relieve himself for 9 minutes.
To take a dump.
Some of you thought he was foraging for mushrooms in the pouring rain during severe weather. We now do not believe either of those things to be true.
And have been informed that we probably should have called 911.
We're going to get to that in a moment, because you all make fun of me as a serial 911 caller, because when I see crime, I report crime. Honestly, I don't know with how this unfolded. We're going to play it for you live on the air to catch you up. I don't know that I would do anything different than we did yesterday on the program. My God.
The other one on the run is 27-year-old Derek Groves, a convicted double killer who was jailed last October.
Sorry to go totally squirrel, but somebody just parked their car on the street outside of the station, walked into the bushes with a plastic bag.
Do you know what that is? All right. I'm going to tell you what that is, Sam, because a few years ago, a man parked right outside, walked into the bushes. Now, he had shears, and we thought maybe he was a homicidal maniac.
It's pouring rain.
At the time, I don't remember if it was Travis, we sent him outside to go
investigate,
if you will.
You thought he was a homicidal maniac, so you sent Travis out there to say, okay.
I was like, go check it out. What is this guy doing?
He's the most able-bodied.
We ended up having the gentleman on the Dana and Parks program, and here's why. Do you know what he's doing? There is a very specific type of thorny bush that lives across our studio. And people who are religious in nature like to clip the thorns
off the bush
as a symbol of Christ's suffering. I'm telling you, that's what it is.
Can you not do it when it's dry?
Maybe there is a church emergency and they need the thorns. I'm telling you that is exactly what's going on right there.
Well, there is some protected plants across the street. I am aware of that.
But don't you remember the guy calling in? Yeah. And he said, it's for church. We want it for the crown and you can only find them in certain spots. This is one of the spots.
But there's usually two seasons where you would specifically need.
We are post-Easter. I do understand that. I'm just telling you that's what they're doing.
Not in one of those seasons.
I know.
What would the other season be? Sam?
Well, you're right. It would just be Easter.
Yeah. I don't know.
They didn't put a crown on him of thorns when he was born.
Maybe he's got his calendar dates mixed up.
I'm distracted because there's a guy in the bushes outside of the studio.
Earlier today, there were news crews outside of our studio reporting on this very incident.
Chris, Laura, thanks. The first call for help came in actually around 5:30 during the height of severe weather season, where authorities say they started getting calls from concerned citizens about something going on in the woods here. At first, they didn't know if this was maybe a mushroom hunter or something more sinister. We're going to go now to one of the witnesses of the incident yesterday. And sir, what was it that you saw?
What I saw was a man pull up in what looked like a Porsche, but it was really a Nissan. Mm-hmm. All right. It looked like an expensive car. It was not. And he gets out of his car. He's wearing a hoodie like this.
Yeah.
Right? He's got sunglasses on. They're probably Oakley. I don't know. Then he pulls out a bag and he goes down in here. And right there, he is disappearing for about 9 minutes. We don't know. I don't know what he was looking for. I was up there on the third floor. We're just looking down, and he's looking for something. And whatever he found it in this baggie, and he put it in the trunk of his car.
Authorities are now saying, sir, that they do not believe this was, in fact, someone foraging for mushrooms. Perhaps they were foraging for something else.
Oh, he might have been foraging for psychedelic mushrooms, okay? Mm-hmm. But whatever it was, he found it in there.
Right.
Right in there in that tunnel.
Are you a mule?
No, I'm not a mule.
Okay.
I'm not a mule.
If you have any information, they are asking that you call the TIPS hotline, 816-474-TIPS. But they are really urging everyone at this point to avoid that culvert at all costs. Chris, Laura, back to you.
All right. We got a text from a Mission police officer overnight. Sam, would you care to share what our friends over at the Mission Police Department had to say about this?
Well, it turns out we probably should have called 911 rather than do play-by-play and color commentary of what was going on. We did provide full play-by-play and color commentary that went on for 2.5 segments. Apparently, according to Mission PD, that is a pretty well-known spot for people to drop things off and other people to come pick things up.
We're mules. You're telling me we're a mule.
There is a very wide open drainage culvert down there. Currently, there's standing water there. Probably not the best place to be passing off your drugs, but yeah.
So
we live broadcast a drug deal.
A drug deal. One of the officers said, you ding-a-lings. He's not in there pooping.
No.
He's not in there foraging for mushrooms.
Well, if he was pooping in the woods, why would he bag it and put it in his trunk?
I don't know, Scott. I was trying to come up. We are so naive and so stupid. I thought that was something for Jesus.
He did wash his hands in the puddle, so maybe he took care of business while he was down there.
That's according to our eyewitness, Sarah Falke.
We had multiple eyewitnesses.
Authorities are saying that what we broadcast was the drop, if you will.
Yeah.
And then later, a woman came by, went into the culvert. That's the, quote, pickup in lingo, if you know what I mean.
No, Dana, I don't know what you mean. What do you mean?
We broadcast live the drop, and then we were out of here by the time the eagle landed, if you will.
Well, went in with a small bag and came out with a very full bag.
He did.
I'm wondering if the full bag had dollars in it. He made the little drop.
Why would you choose the location of your illicit activity transaction outside of a broadcast studio where we talk about the news for 4 hours every day?
Because I don't think drug dealers are particularly that smart.
They don't see police station. We're good to go.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. Now, if it happens again and someone else is actually foraging for mushrooms or going in there to get the thorny crown for Jesus, we are going to call authorities on the wrong people.
I got to be honest, the first piece of my demo reel for my future play-by-play career, I did not expect it to be a drug deal.
No,
Not have that on my bingo card.
What do Sam Stevie, a microphone, and meth have in common?
He is going into the woods. We have a Bushman.
We have learned our lesson. The next time we see a Nissan that looks like a Porsche pull up next to the culvert, we will call 911 and have them come over and cry.
Why do they think that's what that was? Now, I will give you this, Sam. 9 minutes in that wooded area is an awkwardly long time in the rain to be in the brush.
Now, it could be that because of the heavy rain, the package moved a little bit. And maybe he was looking, or she, we don't know.
It was a he.
I think the dropper was a he and the picker-upper was a she, from what I've heard.
Mm-hmm. Now, again, we don't know. But if you need a drug deal live broadcasted, we got you covered.
Yeah, we are your station.
913.
For live illicit activity.
913-586-7798. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.